So let's review. The pasuk says, "V'hasarif oisim mechabes begadav." The one who burns the parvasar is metame begadav. His clothes become tame. The Mishnah on the previous daf cites a machlekes. U'me'emesay metame begadav. When exactly do the clothes become tame? Tana Kama holds, "Mishayetu chutz l'chemes azar." Upon leaving the walls of the azar, Reb Shimon Omer, "Mishayatzis ha'ur berubin." When the fire takes hold of most of them. The Brisa explains. There are three machnas, and they are machne shchina, which encompasses the heichel and the hazara, machne levia is the harabais, machne yisrael encompasses all of the city of Yerushalayim. Now, the pasuk regarding burning the parvasar says, v'isparachatas v'isirachatas yitzil mechutz la'machne v'sarfa be'esh, which seems to imply that the kohen removes the parvasar out of only one machna to burn them. However, lahalnata noislem shalish machnas. Why would the Par Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur require only one machna when the Chatos HaPanimius, which include the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Eda, are burned outside of all three machnas? All three Chatos are compared by a Hekesh. Thus, all of them should be burned Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. Therefore, we must say that the words Yoitzi El HaMachna B'Sarfei comes to teach that as soon as the Kohen exits the first machna, he is already Mitame Begadim. The Gemara now brings a braisa to show the source for the burning of the Par Kohen Mashiach outside of all three machnas. The pasuk regarding the Par Kohen Mashiach says, "V'hoitzi es kol par el mechutz la'machne el mokim tahar el shevach adeshin v'sarafayse." This teaches the first machna. The pasuk regarding the Par Kohen Ha'eda says, "V'hoitzi es kol par el mechutz la'machne," which is superfluous since the pasuk continues v'sarafayse kasher sarafas the par rishon. And so the extra words al mechutz la'machne come to add a second machna. And when the pasuk regarding Trumas Adeshin says, "V'hoitzi es Adeshin al mechutz la'machne," which is also superfluous, since the pasuk by Par Kohen Mashiach has already stated al shevach Adeshin, that the par is burned where the Trumas Adeshin is brought, and so the extra mechutz la'machne by Trumas Adeshin comes to add a third machna, which is outside the city of Yerushalayim. Let's go back now. The Chacham learned from is par hachatos v'sir hachatos, Yitzil mechutz la'machne b'sarfa be'esh, that the kohen is metame begadim immediately upon departing the azar. Reb Shimon, who holds that the kohen is only metame begadim when he burns the par besar, used the words el mechutz la'machne written by the par kohen gadol as a gzeris shava, with the words el mechutz la'machne written by par aduma in the pasuk menasata meisay al lazar kohen v'hoitzi esal el mechutz la'machne v'shachad oisa lefanav, to teach two halachas going both ways. Just as the Par Kohen Gadol is burned Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas, so too the Par Aduma is burned Chutz L'Sholosh Machnas. And just as the Par Aduma is burned B'Mizrach HaShel Yerushalayim, to the east of the Beis HaMikdas, as Rashi explains, to fulfill the pasuk V'hizeh El Noichech Pnei Oil Moed Midama, to sprinkle the blood toward the Pischa Shel Heichel, the doorway of the Beis HaMikdas, so too the Par Kohen Gadol is burned B'Mizrach HaShel Yerushalayim, to the east of the Beis HaMikdas. The Chum hold that the Par Kohen Gadol is burned L'tzfeinah shel Yerushalayim, to the north of the Beis HaMikdash, similar to all chatois which are performed batzafim. The final mission of the parak relates, Amr lo l'kohen gadol, higia sar lamidbar. The kohen gadol was informed when the sar has reached its destination. As Rashi explains, the kohen gadol may not continue the avoid until the sar mishtalech reaches the mountain, as the pasuk says, v'shalach es hasar b'midbar. And only then does the ter continue, v'schil v'hachatas yak ter mesbecha. It must be pointed out that sending the par besar to be burned is not considered avodah. U'minayin ha yoydin shegiyah sar lamidbar. How did this information come back to the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur? Dirchayis ha yoysin u'menifin b'sedarin v'yoydin shegiyah sar lamidbar. That a system of scouts and observers stationed at intervals from the mountain cliff all the way back to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, who would wave markers when the sar mishtaleach reached the mountain. Amar Bihuda. As Gemara explains, Rebuda holds that he only has to wait until the Sar HaMashtelech reaches the beginning of the Midbar where the mountain is located. According to Rebuda and of Samach Zayinim at Aleph, the mountain itself was 10 mil away, but the Midbar began at 3 mil away. Therefore, as we learned earlier, some people accompanied the Ish Iti and they would go with him until 1 mil, return the distance of that 1 mil, and the Kohen Gadol would wait as long as it would take to walk 1 mil before continuing the Avodah to be certain that the Sar Mishtaleach arrived at the Midbar. Yibishmol aimer, valaisim an acher hailahem. Loshin shal zahiris hayu kasher al pisch shal heichel. Ukshagia sar lamidbar hayu haloshin malbin, shenema im yu chatoichim kashonim, kashel galbinu. Yibishmol says that an additional indicator existed, namely half of the red strip that was tied to the entrance of the heichel, which would miraculously turn white when the sar was pushed over the mountain to signify that the sins of Bnei Yisrael were forgiven. As the pasuk says, the miyuchato echem kashonim, kashel galbinu. Hanulach perek shnei siri, we have Baruch Shem completed the sixth perek shnei siri and begin the seventh perek, bolei kohen gadol be'ez Hashem. Zog the Mishnah. After being informed that the sar mashtalech has reached the mountain, bolei kohen gadol likreis. The kohen gadol comes out to the ez Hashem and reads the pasuk hayom from the Torah. Imratza likreis bebigdei butz, kairei. Vimlav kari bitz dalas lavin mishalai. He may read it while wearing the big day lavin that he had been wearing while performing the avodas hayom, but is not required to do so. He may wear a personal white robe. The Gemara presents a shaila. Big day kahuna, nitnu lahanis ben, or loid nitnu lahanis ben? Is a kohen allowed to benefit from the big day kahuna, for example, by wearing them shalai b'shas avodah, not while engaged in the performance of the avodah, or is it not allowed? The Gemara wants to prove from the Mishnah. The fact that he's allowed to wear a personal robe and is not required to wear big dekuna indicates that kriya lav avaydahi, the reading is not an avaydah. If so, the fact that he's also allowed to wear the big dekuna indicates that big dekuna nidnu lohanes ben. A kohen is allowed to benefit from the big dekuna. The Gemara refutes this proof because dilma shani kriya ditzarech avaydahi, the reading is a need of the avaydah and therefore considered part of the avaydah. This discussion continues extensively on the next daf.